This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I'm here with my wife, Liz.
Hi.
And my kid, Lizzie.
Hi.
And we just recorded the most amazing episode of Star Wars Visions Volume 2 Part 2, except for one thing. We didn't press record. Okay, you can blame this one on me. 161 episodes. 161 episodes, I pressed record and everything was fine, but I do it once I don't press it, and now I'm in trouble. Okay, I see how it is. So what we want you to know is that we talked about the last four episodes of
We want you to know the sounds Visions, being for dinner today.
Volume 2, including The Spy Dancer, which is your favorite.
Yes, that's my favorite. I love that. Love it, love it, love it. I think that one of the things that I really liked about this episode is the fact that, the visual was great, right?
The art style.
And how, like, it plays with the emotions. Like, the visuals play with emotions, right? Remember, like, when she discovered, so she thinks she discovered the person who took away her son, right? She changes. She doesn't really change her outfit for some reason. It changes. She
puts on her hand knives. Puts spikes.
Yeah. Whatever. And then all of a sudden, everything turns into fire, right? So the music was amazing. The little kid, the little guy with the music.
Oh, that's right. That like little musician guy.
He was amazing.
He was like,
wah. Right. Yeah, he had a bad feeling about this.
That's right.
Just like iconic, right? Mm-hmm. And I just, one of the things that I wonder is why would someone will go and steal a baby that is not, you know, like the Imperial is known for being a bit racist, right? Mm-hmm. So why would he go and steal a child?
It's a free soldier, right?
That is not. He's well, yeah, but then he like raises his
for
raises,
free.
He raises him as his own son.
But we don't know that. And we just know that he had the same job.
Well, he said that's
same
my
job
father.
And, close, and oh, he says my father. Okay. So
all right.
I mean, I think we can infer. That he was raised by this, you know, monster. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to me because that's, you don't normally see that, right? Like in Star Wars.
In Star Wars, no.
No, you don't. So anyway, I just thought that was weird. And but then at the same time, you know, like you mentioned it, like when we were talking about this earlier on, when you didn't press record, is that... That he, it's almost like Hellboy. I mean, obviously he didn't like file his horns.
Oh yeah, he like
right.
Yeah,
but he definitely hit his horns, and he hit the fact that he had an eye of a different color.
Right,
a different color eye. Right. So he's definitely trying to hide these things.
Mm-hmm. He had to pass off as human or whatever.
Exactly. And so, I mean, excellent music. Mm-hmm. Excellent visual arts.
Excellent art style. Excellent,
yeah, totally unexpected. And that I think that's one of the things that I like about this episode is that it was unexpected. Normally I can predict what's going to happen, which honestly kind of annoys me. Like the other episode with the damn kid. You know, there's two episodes with kids that are so predictable and so annoying.
We'll get to that.
But this
one. Well, technically we already got to it, but I didn't press record.
So this episode is not predictable. I didn't see that coming.
So it was surprising.
Yes.
And engaging. Next episode, The Bandits of Golok. This is,
this
I know you guys,
kid.
You guys do not like Star Wars kids.
I love the episode.
I love the look. I love all the, like, the world that they made for this episode. That, like, the town, the, like, not the little, like, the train, the, the creatures, their clothes, the character design.
Lizzie loved the kid.
My favorite kid.
You and Lizzie both don't like kids.
I don't know what happened to me. I used to.
But like the, I like the, it was like a like very like Indian style, like Inquisitor, like the Inquisitor, like all of the stuff was like that world's reflection of like a real life cultural influence on Star Wars, which was really cool, which we saw in like all in season one, because all in season one was like anime style and like, you know, Japanese style Ronins walking around with lightsabers. But like that Inquisitor standing right next to purge troopers that are just like straight out of Jedi Fallen Order. And so it just looked like really, really cool. And all the lighting, the animation style, it was so colorful. All the lights, everything was great. Everything looked amazing. I like the story fine. It is very like a normal Star Wars story that you probably could predict.
Yeah.
But it was very nicely done. The voice acting was great. And you guys are annoyed by kids.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If I was the brother, like I said in the previous, if I was the brother, I would have been happy that she left.
That was so
mean. I would have been, oh, yes, of course, go pursue your dream. Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm.
No, if I was the brother, I would have been like, what the hell is wrong with you? We're trying to escape and you keep like showing off your talents. You know, stop messing around, kid.
Yeah, you want to die? Go ahead.
All right.
Can't protect you for long.
I try. Everybody knows I try. Next episode is The Pit. This is the... this was the Japanese studio that worked in conjunction with Lucasfilm. This was my favorite, I think, of the entire second volume, because I thought it was such a like very simple, pure distillation of so many Star Wars themes. Like, it's about these people, it's about this empire machine who like takes everything they can from these people, but it's other people, citizens, who come and help them, like, just because they're good people, you know, when like one of them escapes and stuff. It was a really good story. It's about family, it's about like hope, and it's about helping each other. So I really like this one. I like everything. Like, the art style is amazing. The, it's like anime-ish, but like super rad. The world was cool. So yeah, I thought this was a very simple story, but a very beautiful one. It was my favorite. That's what I said, but I just said it like in 30 minutes.
And I just thought it was really interesting that how Sal was able to see the light and the positive things about this, and how like I was like probably 60-40 seeing, you know, like this was, you know, evidence of how, of evil, right? Like the empire basically forcing people, and how that resonates to modern times where, like, you know, the majority of like black and brown people are being incarcerated and forced to do work, right? For like the incarcerated for like little things and forced to do work, and how like people, in this case, the residents of Sal kind of calls heroes, are, they never really even realized that, right? I mean, yeah, they did help at the end, but they never really realized what was going on front at the frontier, which is, you know, to me, tells me, like, it's basically nowadays how people's like, yeah, I don't watch the news because it's too negative. Oh, I don't want to be like, you know, it's too negative. I don't watch the news. And I'm like, okay, so just because you close your eyes and your ears, right, doesn't mean that that the problems are gone.
Right.
And so to me, it was like, come on, guys. Like, this was going in your front yard. This was going on in your front yard. It was a huge operation, and you never really, like, bother to look. I mean, when these people were screaming, they couldn't hear them, right? That's how close they were.
Right, right.
Right? So, whatever.
I always wonder what that noise was. People screaming in the middle of the night.
Dad is a glass half full. Mom is a glass half empty.
Yeah, well, I'm in right in the middle, dude. I'm right in the middle. It's like,
but she's also,
the glass
she's also
has,
like,
mom is,
from?
Glass has,
yeah,
water.
Mom
in
is
it.
Like,
where'd you get that water from? Is that from the good faucet or the other faucet?
That's me. I have this thing about the water. We have we have two filtration systems. Why do you and your son always have to get me the water from the fucking sink?
We don't.
You guys do Axel does all the time. And I'm like,
I'm,
hey, can you
sure
give me some water?
Don't.
Like, we have two filtration systems, yeah, and you guys sure have to get it from the sink.
In like 12 years. Because we learned after like a good year and a half that you only wanted water from a certain faucet. Let's see.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The last episode is Ao's Song, and this is the South African studio. This is a very cute live-action plushie, not quite stop-motion, but I don't know what, but it looks adorable and stuffed animals Lizzie's and like victorious favorite. People. Oh, like yeah, she loves people. Stuffed animals.
Yeah. I thought it was a really favorite? Cute art style, but also I was a little upset. This kid was in the middle. Like, she was curious, and she knew she had a talent for something that she could technically help her dad with. So I was like, I can't get mad at her, because everything she's doing is, like, good intent. Like, you know, and she wants the help, and, you know... But then her dad almost died because she, like, activated everything and then didn't finish singing, and so everything exploded.
Well, they stopped her from singing.
I was going to say, I don't think that, that was her fault, because they stopped her from singing.
Yeah, but it was just dangerous. Like, it was dangerous.
I like the Jedi.
But I liked her.
In this episode, the Jedi that, like, she's got, like, this wide-brimmed hat, and she's very
reminded
cool.
me of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I kept thinking of that Kirby game.
Oh, Kirby's Yarn. Epic Yarn.
Yeah, or like Yoshi's Woolly World or something like that. Or just puppets yeah. or stuffed animals in general.
Just, you know, we discussed this like, you know, before.
Yes.
Sorry, I can't keep
before we didn't press record.
But I just didn't understand. Like on Ahsoka, on the Book of Ahsoka, we read about her purifying the crystals, right? Like and it seems like it took a lot of her to do that, right? And this kid is purifying an entire mountain by just singing, just being herself. So easy peasy. And we can tell that it's so difficult, even in this world, for the Jedi to purify the crystals, because the Jedi who is there and who's in charge of purifying the crystals, she's taking a little tiny crystal, and then it makes me wonder, okay, what's going on? First of all, it sounds like one Sith, or maybe several Siths. I don't know. It was unclear to me.
Yeah, it just says like the Sith
somehow bled the entire world. Planet, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah. In general, don't think too hard about Star Wars logic, especially something like this that's not even like really canon. Like, excuse me, Ahsoka did not go to this planet and like. Yeah, it's like that's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, what do you want? I thought about it. Sorry, I'm one of those.
I think it's the way I think about it is like a frequency. Like she's able to like her singing matches the frequency, and it's like it like reaches the whole world, and amplifies everything.
I guess we all have different talents, but nonetheless, I can't stop to think about. You know, wasn't this hard?
And for that matter, like, even the Sith bleeding crystals is, like, a lot of effort.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow someone was able to, like, do that to entire planet.
Yeah. That's Star Wars. And it's cute. But we didn't get to see the Sith stuffed animals. They were, like, all these little bunnies who were, like, we're mean.
No.
Because like just like the art style, imagine what they would look like. Wait, I mean, we have come to this world to destroy it. And it's like little bunnies and puppies. And they have like yellow red eyes.
The Jedi wasn't like that.
Well no, the Jedi was like a Jedi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Sith wouldn't necessarily be like cute little bunnies, babe.
Well, whatever animals they are. The Jedi was an animal, I think.
She wasn't.
Maybe not. Okay.
Chill.
Fine. But come on. Think of little stuffed animals that were sick.
But then I wants to kill you.
They said it was a cute bunny.
Before turned to the dark side. Nothing was recorded, I was talking about how it would be cool to, like, it, like, there's so much potential with visions, like, with reaching out to, I'm sure there's plenty of so many different animation studios that they could ask still, or even just doing a part two of like some of these is really cool. Or like I said before, like just having the same universe, but you know, just a different story in the same same style, same like teddy bear bunnies and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I really hope they continue Visions.
Yes. Demand more stuffed animals from your Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah. So we, once again, just pretend this conversation was like an hour and a half long because that's what we did before. Basically said most of the same stuff, but not really.
The essential things.
Yeah. The, it's very cute, very adorable. I really like the Jedi in this episode. I like the, like, there's one line that she has very specific that where she's talking to the bear. And she's like, you know, what does she say? She says something like, we can't choose what our calling is in life, only whether or not to answer it. And I like the idea of that, like, hey, we all have our thing that we're supposed to do, whether or not, but it's up to you to whether, do you follow that? Do you stay with your life? Are you satisfied here? Do you, like, what do? You know, that's like the decision that you can make, not the other stuff. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool and really poignant. And then, like, she had her lightsaber going down a cliff and it was, like, super red and she went and saved people. But she had to light up her lightsaber because you can't have her not light up her lightsaber. Yeah. So I think they literally had her go down the cliff because they were like, ah, we can't have her not light up her lightsaber. She got to do something. She don't kill nobody in this episode. Are you sure we don't want to use that Sith bunny over there? Fine. Just have her go down the cliff. Visions Volume 2 is amazing. So is Volume 1. I highly suggest people check this out if they haven't already. It's anthology, so you can literally, you'll probably have a favorite, you know, out of the bunch because they're all so different. And they're just fun and good stuff. And like I always say, you can eat it during, you can watch it during lunch. So like 20-minute episodes, they're shorts.
Yeah, but now I can't do anything when I'm like, I can't what just sit comfortably, just eat.
Yeah, but you're already doing that.
You can't eat while you watch an episode.
Yeah, you're stuff. already eating. Now you can get twice as much.
I've been told I'm a child by my friends because I can't just sit there. Oh no,
you
can talk
to your friends when your friends are there.
Oh yeah, I do that. But like, if I'm like just sitting there and I'm watching something, they'll pass by and they're like, "Why are you watching stuff? Just eat." Like, I don't know.
Why would I only do half the things?
What do you care?
Yeah. All right. Well, make sure you're following us at theroguerebels.com. Before we go, there is some very sad news that I am very upset to have to report to you all, even though I was upset and reported it to you all 2 hours ago. And that is that the Galactic Star Cruiser is going to make its final voyage September 30th. It makes me very sad. I wanted to go back. Lizzie wanted to go. Like,
yeah.
It is like a one of a lifetime kind of experience that was amazing, that we enjoyed so much. If you're one of the people who thought about going and maybe like had put it on the back burner for whatever your reason, I believe they're going to open reservations May 26th. So I suggest if you have the chance, have the means, and are able to make it happen, go. Because I don't think you'll regret it.
Definitely not regret it.
I won't, but my grades will responsible for perish. Any damages
or financial things that happen when you go, because it's so great.
My grades, they will perish.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's sad. I think it sucks that it's closing. But, you know. I don't know what else to say. I'm glad that we were able to experience it. I'm very happy, very thankful. And I suggest everybody experience it that wants to, because if there's even like a little part of you that thought you might enjoy this, I don't see how you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it, I guess. Make sure you check us out at theroguerebels.com. Make sure you go like our Facebook page. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at The Rogue Rebels, and we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. So make sure you reach out to us, say what's up, come check out the podcast, come check out the streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/RogueRebels. We're Rogue Rebels on Twitch, and I'm streaming a lot of Jedi Survivor, so come enjoy that, because my cal is fancy, and I was going for a High Republic Jedi cal, but I think he almost looks like I just got back from the Ren Faire cal. So, you know, enjoy that, book hoarding and Frank, because my cal is totally like Ren Faire style. So, yeah. Lizzie, where can people check out Star Wars Geek Girl?
Star Wars Geek Girl, there's starwarsgeekgirl.com, Twitter and Instagram at SWGeekGirl, and then wherever you're listening to the Rogue Rebels, you should be able to find Star Wars Geek Girl.
Awesome. May the Force be with you all, and make sure you listen to us next time. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. I pressed record. Now press stop recording. All right, we did it.
Only whether or not to answer.